You join us again at the AT Ready event here at Strathclyde University in Glasgow, and I'm joined by, I guess, the premier sponsor for the AT Ready event, and that's Liam Pettit from Matchware. Liam, welcome to the podcast.
Happy to be here.
Really nice to talk to you. I was kind of hearing lots about, everyone was telling me, you've got to go and talk to Matchware, so delighted to be here with you. Listen, to tell us first of all, you guys at Matchware, what do Matchware do?
Well, we're a Danish software company, and we are the proud creators of a software called MindView, which is a visual planning software that uses mind mapping, primarily to generate ideas, organize thoughts, and to help everyone be a bit more productive.
Who would use mind mapping, Liam, and where might it be particularly useful?
Yeah, well, actually, mind mapping's got a very long history. I think everyone can remember at some point in their lives drawing out a mind map on a piece of paper or in a meeting room. So I don't think the concept's entirely new, especially to the UK. But when you combine it with technologies such as MindView, we really see the tool, amongst other things, as a productivity software. The ability to generate your ideas and the structure of a mind map, but instead of having to then type it out again into a Word document or into a PowerPoint or even to a project schedule, MindView automates the process of going from the mind map into any office document. So that has a lot of applications, specifically as an assistive technology. It's very beneficial for individuals with neurodiversity to overcome things like writer's block, processing information, or even things like memory recall, and helping getting things into the long-term memory.
So does your product plug into things like Microsoft Office? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it does. We're actually Microsoft Gold Partners. We have been for about 20 years plus, I think, now. So you can take the mind map and, at a click of a button, turn it into a formatted Office document. If you take the Word export, for example, when you build the mind map, it's made up of different layers. You've got main branches and sub-branches coming off those layers. What happens when you export it to Word is the main branches become the main headers of the document, the sub-branches become the subheaders, and then any content that you've added onto those branches actually becomes the body of the text underneath the header.
Wow. How quickly does this happen? I mean, if you're doing your mind map and then you're putting it into Word, is that pretty quick?
It's instant.
Wow.
It's instant. I have lots of users tell me it makes 10 minutes of work look like a whole week's worth. And they tell me they're not telling anyone their trade secrets.
I can understand why. In terms of platforms that are supported, are you guys cross-platform?
We have a Windows and Mac desktop application. We have an online browser-based version. And we have audited all of our platform versions in line with WCAG compliances as well. So, in fact, we are AA rated as an accessible software.
Wow, sounds fantastic. Now, you're the what do we call you, the gold sponsors?
The headline,
for the AT Ready, headline sponsors for AT Ready. Why is that? Is AT Ready an important event for you guys?
It definitely. It's been missed off the calendar for a few years now because of COVID. But previous to that, we were proud attendees. We always want to support Sight and Sound. We think they do a tremendous job promoting assistive technology and everything accessibility. And so, the opportunity came up for us to support, and we jumped at that opportunity.
All right, well, let's make sure that this support includes a big advert on this podcast. So give us all the details, how people can find out more about mind mapping and all the good work that you guys are doing.
Okay, well, head to matchware.com, and you can download a 30-day free trial of the software. You'll find lots of great videos on our YouTube channel. And reach out to us. We're always very proactive. We want to demo the software to as many people as possible.
Liam, it's great to catch up with you. Hope the rest of the festival goes well.
Thanks, Stuart. Thanks.